keeping an eye on all the free agency stuff. I told you earlier that Ira Winderman had written something about Jimmy Butler. So this was an Ask Ira question in the Sun Sentinel. Jimmy Butler can opt out after the season and the Heat would receive no compensation. Assuming the Heat wouldn't want to pay an older, fading star the huge money and years that he seeks at age 36, would the Heat take that risk or trade him now? Now, we've kind of been in this thought process of, okay, he said he wants to play another year and he'll make it, you know, the best year that he's ever had. And that way he's setting himself up for an even bigger deal moving forward. And so we've all kind of said, oh, okay, Jimmy Butler will be here next season. And that won't be a thought anymore. Here's what Ira writes about trading Jimmy. He says, I think it is a possibility, but I think the greater possibility would be to see where the team stands ahead of the February NBA trading deadline and then act at that moment, a moment when a leading contender might even be willing to take on Jimmy Butler as a rental. As much as Jimmy appears to be taking a patient, non-threatening approach, working with a star in the potential final year of a contract, Jimmy also holds a player option for 2025-26, can lead to an uneasy ride. The Heat way has long been either you are fully in and committed, or you might be better suited elsewhere. We're about to see if a waiting game can produce positive results or instead months of angst. The Jimmy coaster indeed is quite the thrill ride, always has been. And Ira's right. Jimmy Butler, it is a fun thrill ride. If you watched Minnesota and Chicago, like he can make things difficult if he wants, and he can make things great. And we've had the benefit of him making things great down here for as long as he's been here. But it would be interesting. Let's say everyone in the East has gotten better, which it seems like most of the top teams have. It would be interesting in, when's the season start? October, Solana?
Yeah.
You get to, you know, they always say the season really starts on those Christmas Day games. Get to January, and the Heat are just dead in the water. I'm not saying they will be. I'm just saying you got to play out the scenarios in your head. It's extremely apparent that there are teams in the East who are head and shoulders above the Heat, and the Heat are just kind of fighting and clawing to be an 8 seed. There is the real possibility that there would be a team looking for Jimmy Butler at that moment to, you know, maybe a Milwaukee, right? So Philadelphia is great and maybe New York looks great. And Milwaukee, maybe they're just looking for some extra piece for the postseason. That'll be the thing to watch with Jimmy Butler and the Heat.
And I love it. And it's part of Jimmy's DNA. And that's why he's a great Heat culture guy, because it's a part of Pat's DNA. Pat will see it, and Pat even called him out. Remember, you were right, Hawk. It was no big problem when Pat called Jimmy out. But Jimmy is totally comfortable betting on himself. And Pat's totally comfortable moving on from somebody if it can help out the organization. So, like you're saying, if Jimmy comes out balling, the Heat's 5 in the East during trade deadline, we can compete with these guys. If they're 9 fighting for a play-in, yeah, we can get something back for Jimmy. And I don't think Jimmy would be upset about it.
Right. Well,
because now Jimmy gets to go to a Milwaukee and try to win one.
I was going to say, play it out from Jimmy's perspective. He wants to be here in Miami. And then all of a sudden, they're fighting for a 9 slot, and some team who is obviously gearing up for a championship run says, we want this guy. And now he's got ring possibilities. Like, yeah, it would work for everyone.
The other element here is the extension. If you're going all in this year with Jimmy Butler and whatever team that he'd end up with, if it ends up being this team, then you're banking on this being the season that the Heat can compete with Jimmy Butler still as their 1A, 1B player. If it's January, February, right around the trade deadline, and it's clear that this team is not going places, you're not giving Jimmy that extension anyway. So both parties would be happy to depart at that point. The Heat gets some sort of asset back for Jimmy. Jimmy lands in a place where, A, they can either give him the extension he wants, or B, he can compete for another title next season.
It's perfect. And nobody's going to get their feelings hurt by this.
Well, that's the thing. It works for everyone.
Pat and Jimmy will be friends the rest of their life. No matter what happens this trade deadline, no matter what happens next offseason.
Because you can't tell me, as much as Jimmy wants to be down here, and I really believe he does, I believe if he could have his choice, it would be to finish his career in Miami, but be contending for a championship while doing so. No one could blame him if they are just a rudderless ship come January and there's a team vying for a ring that wants him. You'd totally understand that.
And I don't care what you say. Everybody wants to get a ring. Nobody yes. wants to be Charles Barkley. Nobody yep. wants to deal with that the rest of their life. Jimmy might be a Hall of Famer, but till he's 90, you ain't got no ring, though. Charles jokes about it, but I know it gets to Charles. Everybody wants a ring.
We talk about ugly breakups all the time, D-Wade in the Heat. Don't let it get to that point. If the writing's right. on the wall, hey, you make that split at the perfect time. Everybody goes their own separate
well,
ways.
Well, you'd get
and
something
happy.
In return
right.
for them.
Right.
You'd get something in return because you'd be losing them anyway. Yeah. Like I said, if they stink, they're not going to give him an extension the following season.
Right.
And he's not going to want to be there. What does he want to rebuild? So, and yeah, it would work for everyone.
Let's say, and I don't know the numbers, obviously, but let's say it's Milwaukee. Hey, Jimmy, this isn't working out, but we're going to send you to play with Dame and Giannis. I can't be mad about that as Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Now, we got I don't want to put that into the universe, though. Hopefully that they're a really good team next season because he's healthy and because he's having a career year and Bam is extended and Tyler Hero is healthy and everything falls into place. That would be the ideal situation.
And not to be the negative guy, but the Knicks roster, the Boston roster, the Bucks roster looks better than ours if we sit where we are today.
Oh, there's a lot of rosters that look better than ours right now. But that's
up Orlando. I didn't even think about Orlando, Hawk. They got some young.
I really do think it's because we're prisoners of the moment of this particular postseason. I mean, we're conveniently forgetting how good it's been with Jimmy when he's out there balling. So, and they would have gone further in the playoffs. I think they would have disposed of Boston. So how about that? And now, did you see the Celtics are up for sale? Celtics are up for sale. You know why? Because they know Jimmy's healthy. They're not going to be able to coast through a faux playoff run again. Get out while the getting's good.
No. You just won the championship. This ship, your number's high.